And from our New York studios up in Harlem, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, and Tyler.
Good morning.
So many people are still talking about the Iyanla Fix My Life Own series with Jay. Now, that's not Jay Anthony Brown. It's the 44-year-old man who is the biological father of 34 children with 17 different women. Now, Iyanla tackled about every angle of this situation, but she is going to dig a little deeper in an episode that's airing this Saturday when she sits down with Jay and five other men who, in total, Tom, have 86 children from 50 different women. I'm going inside her story with the one and only Iyanla Van Zandt. Good morning, Iyanla.
Show is sponsored by Trojans.
Yep, stop it. Now, Iyanla, listen, before we talk about this Saturday's episode, you know, the series that you've been doing with this man, you spoke with Jay one-on-one, you spoke with Jay and his father, Jay and his mother, some of the mothers of his children, even the children. What moment stayed with you the most?
Oh, speaking with the men, speaking with Jay and the men, which is what's going to
air on
Saturday.
That's going to air this Saturday? Really?
Unbelievable.
Why?
This is a show that left me standing in the middle of the floor weeping with no shoes on. It's a conversation. You know, the show has sparked a national conversation about fatherless children, about how we create relationships, what women do, what men do. It's gone way beyond Jay now. But this is an opportunity to look underneath the covers, if you will, and get into the hearts and the minds of men. I'm telling you, it left.
What did they tell you?
They tell me how they do it, why they do it, what they're looking for. They talk about the torture of knowing that they have children that they're not connected with. They talk about their guilt, their shame.
Why did they want to come forward with that guilt and shame and do this, you know, on television in front of everybody? I would think that there would be some embarrassment.
A lot of embarrassment, but they don't know where to go for help. They don't know where to go for help. And now for most of them, the question is, how do I get to my children? Because of the way they created the relationships, there's a breakdown between them and the mothers, and the children are being withheld. Some of them don't know where the children is. We met another young man, beautiful young man, 28 kids, 17 different women, and 11 of them he's not in contact with. He wants to be, but he's not.
In Jay's case, he didn't even, there's one boy, and that might have been others, you know, I did watch a three-part series, and the mother came forth, but she has never told her son who his father is.
Yes.
And she doesn't know herself because she didn't have a paternity test.
That's right.
And she was sleeping with two different men.
Yes, but now she's admitting that.
She
didn't admit that before.
Yeah.
She didn't admit that before. So now, you know, they want to have the test. But, you know, it speaks to an epidemic in our community. Not just our community as black people, but the human community. And we had a young man there who works with the young children in Chicago who are fatherless, who are killing each other, who are joining gangs. So we're looking at this thing, the impact of it from all aspects of it. But I think the men's voice is going to add a completely different perspective to the story.
What I love about this, though, Iyanla, if somebody looks at the entire series, it's clear that, you know, these men are to blame, but you also make it clear that the women are to blame as well. Why is that important?
Well, it's not blame, and that's why we've got to talk about it. It's responsibility, taking responsibility for yourself and your behavior and for the consequences of the choices that you make. And we're not talking about it. We're watching it on Maury. We're watching it on Paternity Court. We're watching it on The Housewives. But we're not taking responsibility because we are blaming each other.
But don't we have to take some? I mean, the part that frustrated me, obviously, as a woman, Iyanla, and these women who, you know, were allowing themselves to believe that they were the only ones in this man's life when they saw what was going on.
And still wanted to believe.
And best friends and all of this.
But, what are the age ranges of these children?
Of the 87 children, they range from 26, which is Jay's oldest, and the youngest is a year old. Well, one man, he's 25, four children, four different women, one on the way.
Okay, of the children that are grown, have they had difficulties with the criminal justice system? Have they been locked up?
Yes.
That's a common denominator?
That's a common denominator. And now those children, the older children, particularly in Jay's case, mm-hmm. are starting to have children.
Having their own out of wedlock.
And their children have problems with the law, too.
And they, a lot of them don't want anything to do with him.
Yes.
A lot of Jay's children.
Jay's children, he has, I think, two who have had difficulty with the law. Are there any success stories? Yes. There's one father, the young man with the 28 children.
28?
He's raising three of his children. He has three of his sons, and he has one son who's in university, who's in college now.
Mm.
And two of Jay's children have been to college.
Do you think Jay gets it now?
He gets it. He got it on the show yesterday.
And he came to you, right?
He came to me. I did not go looking for this story at all.
He was looking for some help.
Yes. When the story came to me, I refused to do it because it felt very salacious.
Yeah.
It really did. Yeah. And so I refused to do it until we decided that we could do it in segments so that we could look at each segment of the story, because I didn't want to exploit just the story. And I mean, even the way we promote it is salacious, but it's gotten the eyeballs in.
Right.
We've gotten so many letters. That's how we ended up doing this show. From men who say, I've got 12 kids, 9 women, 6 kids, 4 women, 3 mm-hmm. kids, 3 women. It has been unbelievable.
Iyanla, this has to be mentally exhausting for you, not just with this story, but with so much of what you do on Fix My Life. How do you heal from all of this?
I pray. I pray and drink lots of water.
What's in that water, Iyanla?
Right, just water.
Prayer. Yeah. Wow. Prayer. Yeah.
What time will the show be on Saturday, Iyanla?
9 p.m. Saturday. Incredible. An incredible experience.
On.
Yeah.
On own. All right, Iyanla
Van Zandt.
Thank you as always.
Bye-bye.
Wow. If you haven't seen, you have to go back and watch this.
Anthony Brown.
Yeah. Come on. This disclaimer, that is not Jay Anthony Brown.
Okay?
Just to be clear. Well, how many kids do you have, Jay Anthony Brown?
3 kids.